You ready, Doc?
I have been ready, baby. Okay. Yeah, he's going to play, right? So I don't have to be ready. I can get ready while he plays.
The one and only Dr. Susan Block.
Woo! See the clap sign. Where is that clap sign?
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Let's hear it for Crying for Kafka.
Yeah.
And
the girls were great.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Gotta have hot girls.
I don't know about the band. They're great.
Cry for Kafka.
No, that was great. Thank you. That was
and,
really wonderful.
And Professor Paul Abramson, declared a national treasure by none other than the LA Weekly. So you can take your seats, and we're going to talk, and then we're going to play in more ways than one. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and porn stars, musicians and dancers, comics and Kafka-esque sexualists. It's not a contradiction in terms. It's in that Woody Allen movie, not the new one. So, you're all children of sex, are you not? Brothers and sisters, you may or may not be children of God, Jesus or Allah, But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an amen, women?
Amen. Women.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. This here is my womb room, my temple, my studio, my bedroom, my extra bedroom, and also my courtroom. That's right, brothers and sisters, I am your mother confessor, and this is my trial. Kafkaesque sex. Can you say it with a cock in your mouth? Kafka cock. Oh, we shall see tonight. I've got a very interesting mix of guests tonight. We're going to have music and dance, romance, confessions. Oh, baby. I am free, and that is why I am lost. Kafka. Absolutely, and of course, our house band tonight is none other than Crying for Kafka. Let's hear it again, brothers and sisters. Crying for Kafka. And at the mic here is Professor, UCLA professor and author, Paul Abramson, a national treasure, and author of Sexual Rights in America, the Ninth Amendment and the Pursuit of Happiness. Now, Professor, I was just given this book right before class, and so I didn't do my homework.
There's no surprise quiz tonight.
And
you should be punished, Dr. Susie.
I'm studying. Oh, punish me, Chris. That was Chris Gore. Just
later, I'll take care of that.
I have a Jux leather flogger for just that purpose. Actually, it's a riding crop. Professor, is there anything about riding crops in here and how to administer them to people who break our sexual rights?
No, this is more kind of just theory.
Theory of the Ninth Amendment, which is a really interesting amendment that I didn't really know about. I've been, like, spending a lot of time, Max, are you listening, defending First Amendment rights.
Oh, yes, that was...
First Amendment and Fourth Amendment, right, when the police broke in.
Yeah. And the wearing of panties into...
Well, that's kind of First Amendment.
Well, I mean, I stood for all those. You
well,
could
maybe
do all those
with the wearing of panties
you could take
actually
dirty pictures. It's only with Polaroids.
Let's talk about the Ninth Amendment for just a moment. Like my peace sunglasses.
Actually, nobody knows what it is.
Yeah.
I thought I knew what it was because I'm a big shot. I thought I knew what it was, but it wasn't. So I flunked.
Okay, let's hear what it is.
All right, the short story is this. When the federal constitution was ratified, they needed all the states to buy into it. And they went around trying to get the states to vote to ratify this. And the states said, hey, there's no Bill of Rights in this federal constitution.
Right. Yep.
And that we have Bill of Rights. The states had Bill of Rights. So they said, we want this Bill of Rights.
We do.
But Alexander Hamilton, who was a
Federalist.
You know, a Federalist, exactly. Right. He said, you know, you create a Bill of Rights, and the government's going to say they own everything that you didn't put in the Bill of Rights.
Right.
So James Madison has this compromise amendment, which is the Ninth Amendment. He says, okay, we're going to enumerate eight of them, one
this
of which you know is the freedom of speech
right.
and the First Amendment and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. But which is pretty all-encompassing for freedom
all-encompassing.
Of speech.
But the Ninth Amendment basically says, despite those rights enumerated above in 1 through 8 in the First Amendment, people still retain all the unenumerated rights.
So other rights we might not even be able to talk about. Yeah.
Or even, at that point in time, forecast what they're going
to
be.
Like the right to sodomy, for instance.
Exactly.
You know, something like that that maybe you didn't mention in the First Amendment or the Third or the Fourth.
Marrying your cat or your dog.
If you
All
want.
Those kind of things. So the judiciary decided that, you know, they didn't like this.
Yeah.
So they make like it doesn't exist. So when you fight about sexual rights, you're fighting in a judicially determined format, which is arguing about the First Amendment, as if sex is speech. And it makes much more sense to say, you know what, people have the right, an unenumerated right, for simply to say they can reproduce. Okay? But the way you exercise rights is through their options. Uh-huh. So if all we could do is reproduce, that would be federally mandated reproduction.
Ooh.
So we have the choice whether to reproduce or not to reproduce.
Sounds like The Handmaid's Tale.
So guess how we don't, how we implement our choice not to reproduce.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
We have fun with sex. I mean,
yeah, you masturbate, you have oral condoms, sex, you have anal sex, you do all these kind of...
Yeah.
So these are exercising our rights.
Sodomy.
Yeah. We get that song. Get that song in a little bit. But so the Ninth Amendment is all of our unenumerated rights. And they're afraid that people can come forward and say, you know, we have a right to smoke marijuana.
We do.
And it's the Ninth Amendment right given by the people. We have these sexual
rights.
That's
a Ninth Amendment right. Okay.
So that's been argued as well. So
are the marijuana people arguing for their Ninth Amendment rights?
Yeah, so they're arguing that now. So what I've been doing is resurrecting that as all these rights that people retain, but the judiciary wants to make like it doesn't exist. Like Bork, when he was through his confirmation hearings of the Supreme Court, he said, I treat the Ninth Amendment as if an ink blot fell on the Constitution. So they just want to make it like it doesn't exist. So there's this movement afoot that I'm championing, which is arguing that you got to resurrect the Ninth Amendment and anchor sexual rights there.
Resurrect it. Okay, so Max, Captain, are you ready for getting another amendment under your wing to defend?
Sure, sounds good.
The Ninth. It's sort of all encompassing.
You know, I'm almost 70, so they can't do much to me.
Right. Yeah. So
they can pay for my burial.
Go for another amendment. Okay. Now, speaking of that, I just have to give you another Kafka quote. Accused men are always the most attractive. The trial. What do you?
Thank
I
you.
Mean, that was you know.
It took a lot of years.
I have a Kafka quote.
Yes.
We're all birds looking for cages.
Oh, yeah, that's in here. Yeah. Okay, you got rid of one of mine.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay.
That was my favorite.
No, actually, it's not that.
It's close
you
to
got
that.
It, you got it backwards. All no, right. it's more interesting, Professor.
All right.
You're a psychologist. This is a poet. You're a psychologist. Okay.
I'm based on memory.
Okay, it is. This is it. I am a cage in search of a bird.
Ah, it's even better.
Yeah.
That's why he was
Kafka. Cage in search of a bird. Woo, I want to get a little birdie in my cage and whip it. Yeah. Okay, so.
We have a question.
I have birdies in my cage. I see a birdie in my cage right there.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. She's
quite. This birdie has a nerdy question.
Okay, is her microphone on? This is actually Kitty Twinkletoes. She's speaking out of order, but we'll have to punish her for that later. Okay.
Well, you said something about the judicial branch ignoring the Amendment 9. Is it ignored, or is it because people don't know about the amendment and they don't bring it up? And
well, no, they choose to ignore it because they find it's too complicated. I mean,
right?
How all-encompassing is this right?
And it gives us a lot of rights, really. It gives us everything that's not enumerated.
Exactly.
Or that's not. There's not a law against.
See, the way judiciary works now is they decide whether something is constitutional.
Right. They
treat it that way.
That
as opposed
to,
which is in some ways the opposite intention of this, was that the presumption is we retain these rights. We don't have to decide whether they're constitutionally protected or not. I mean, we don't have to decide whether they're specific enumerated rights for that. It's just we retain all kinds of rights which have not been specifically enumerated, and they just decided it was too complicated, and they treat it as if it doesn't exist.
So they just choose to ignore it.
Yeah.
For instance, the right to wear a turkey feather mohawk on your head.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't know.
Well, that would come under, you could argue that would come under the freedom of expression, which is the First Amendment.
Right. To school, maybe to school. Now, that might be a challenge, okay? But before we get into that challenge, I want to introduce my other guests.
Please do.
You know, this is an entire classroom here.
Yes.
Okay, so I have the lovely Vanessa Goodmanson.
Hello.
She's got Goodman and Goodson combined, and she's all good. Yeah, Vanessa, Sister Vanessa. Let's hear it. Yeah, let's give her a little hand just for saying hello, I guess.
Hi.
And hi gets another hand. Yeah, okay. So how you doing?
I'm good. It's nice to be here.
Yeah? Are you glad to be, learning about your Ninth Amendment rights?
You know what? I'm learning so much already.
Like, yeah. So where do you come from?
I am from L.A. So.
You're from L.A.
Yes.
You're an L.A. girl, a native.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, born and raised on L.A. pollutants and everything.
I was actually born in Boise, but I've been
here. I knew there was something fresh and unpolluted about you.
You got it.
There was something, right. You were born in Boise.
Can't give it away, though.
Okay. Well, so, and then you became a Playboy model.
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah. So how'd that happen?
Well, I was a painted girl at the mansion, and so basically they body painted.
You were a what? Oh, a painted
girl. Body painted model.
Right. So body painted girl is like a step below Playboy. Like,
yeah,
model.
I was just at all the parties. Mm. I was just in paint, and that's just kind of how it started. I became a Playboy golf girl. Did Playboy Live. Next thing you know,
a golf girl?
Yeah, because they
a
have
golf
a thing called
girl.
Playboy Golf, and I was one of the babes that was, like, entertaining all the guests and
you
stuff.
You know all about Playboy Golf.
Yeah, I auditioned for them, but I didn't make it.
No, that's because of the headdress. They don't,
perhaps.
They don't
I was too wild.
Yeah,
a wild turkey.
No, she's from
Me
Boise.
Too, but
yeah.
Whatever.
That headdress wouldn't make it either, Chris. Yeah. So you made it, though. You made it to golf girl, and then the next level?
I was in Playboy a few shows for Playboy TV, and then...
Playboy FU shows.
Yeah. Oh. It was kind of sexy, and next thing you know, I'm in the magazine, so it's been fun.
Yeah. Did you bring a magazine?
I didn't.
Oh, so we have to, like,
just
search
imagine.
You out. Okay, when were you in?
I was in April, and I'm also in some international magazines.
You were just in April?
Last year.
Last year. Well, what have you done lately?
Netherlands issue.
Yeah. Netherlands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can find that one, but it's the Netherlands issue for this May.
We have friends in the Netherlands. We'll look you up. Okay. All right. And so what kind of a scene are you doing?
I'm pretty tame, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
What would you like to do if you could do something wilder?
Wild. My wild thing would be not in front of the camera. Well, I love the cameras. I totally love the cameras. But I wouldn't want it to be, like, public. See, I'm one of those girls that if I have a boyfriend...
Private camera.
Yeah, if I have a boyfriend, I want to make videos, do pictures, all that kind of stuff. But I would never want it to be, like, open.
Wow.
So it's kind of a good thing, but a bad thing. I'm like, okay, I have to put my trust in all the guys that I date. But...
So you're a quasi-exhibitionist.
Yes.
I see. Okay. Well, I hope we can be like a boyfriend to you. Is your boyfriend here?
I don't have one at the moment.
Oh,
so.
Good. Okay, well, we'll
good
be
to
your
know.
Boyfriend.
It's good. Good to know. It's all right.
You know? And, I mean, yeah, that's cool. So, well, welcome to the Womb Room, to the show, and to our Kafka-esque sex.
Sounds Russian.
Russian.
Sounds Russian.
I think he was Czech.
Kafka.
Yeah, he's from your country, Max. Max. Prince of Prague, Duke of Melnick, Maximilian Levlevich.
I have to go empty my bladder.
Okay. Well, then you must come back and preside
buster.
Over your principality, because Franz Kafka is from it.
Well, I am.
He's from Prague.
I understand that. But my needs right now are terrific.
Terrific.
The Prague airport is Kafka. He's not as obscure as it may seem. So
No. Yeah. No, he's not obscure. I mean, well, I don't know. Did you know who Kafka was?
No.
No, okay.
I have students at UCLA who don't know. They say, you know, God, we love your music. Who's Kafka? And I say, you know, you should be asking that to UCLA professor.
I did a Midsummer Night's Sex... No, a Midsummer Night's Wet Dream 2 weeks ago for Summer Solstice, of course. I was surprised that a couple of porn stars didn't know who Shakespeare was. But most of them did. Wow. Moving right along. Wait a second. Where's my notes? See, I'm not, you're not in the right.
This is Jess.
Jess.
Okay.
Jess.
Hi.
Jess
hi.
DP.
You're Jess DP.
Yes.
Jess DP. Wait, you tweeted earlier, didn't you? No. No, that was somebody else.
You may have tweeted earlier.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Mysterious woman. Okay, welcome to Kafka S Sex.
Thank you.
Do you know anything about Kafka? No.
No.
You have to think a second. You might. Yeah. You know what? if you have another drink, you might remember some of the things about Kafka that you've forgotten, where you were sleeping in class, right? Okay, Chris Gore, this is your trial.
I'm back. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's good. First of all, it's good to see you, Dr. Susie. It's great
to see you.
I missed your boobs. And then there's some. This probably is the best collection of women I've ever seen since I've been coming here. I've been here like 15 times, and oh my God, the boobs that we might get to see tonight. I'm super excited. And you know what? I don't care if they don't know who Kafka is. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, no.
I'm cool with that. Because things will get Kafka-esque later, right?
What does that mean?
I think it just means that it's something will be surreal, something will be bizarre, and or... Because, I mean, his writing was... I mean, the professor could sound more thinky than I can.
You're doing a good job.
Huh?
You're doing a good job.
Yeah, like...
Surreal, keyword.
It's just... Yeah, like, I mean, he changed a lot with his writing. Mm. So...
Yeah, well, and... I mean, sex is a little, well, surreal. Like, here we go. It's intense. K rushed out, seized her, kissed her on the mouth, then all over her face like a thirsty animal lapping greedily at a spring it had found at last.
Wow.
Keep going. That's good. I love it.
That's heavy. Yeah. Great, that is beautiful.
So you're back?
I'm back because I missed you. Missed this place.
What happened to our TV?
And something happened.
No, but, it's okay. We're back.
No, I'm back because I really miss you, Dr. Susie.
Aww.
Yeah. Huh. So thank you for having me.
Well, I'm happy to.
Yeah.
And Jess is with
Jess is actually my friend, a very good friend, meaning we have conversations and I do not put my penis inside her. So that is sort of how that's the definition
like
of a female friend. Exactly. Like
absolutely platonic.
I'm not trying to fuck her. So yeah, but yeah, so that we met at a fetish event like maybe a year and a half ago. We were just talking about this.
Yeah, in Florida.
Ah, and you're a fetish girl? Fetish model?
She's a fetish model, yeah.
Sub?
Sub.
Sub. I'm a cage in search of a bird.
I'm wearing a collar.
Oh, who is your owner here?
I don't have one right now.
Oh, you're just a collared girl in search of an owner.
Close.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you could own her.
Sure, why not? I'll do it.
Okay. All right. So these are our guests in the studio. We actually have a guest on webcam tonight as well, joining the conversation. I don't know if we can get to her and him, actually. But they're there. And so we're going to... 1 second. Okay. So in that 1 second, what shall we do? I see... band members in the back smoking cigarettes.
Whatever you do, can it involve boobs? I'm just asking.
Well, I'm working my way up to that, Chris, okay, and I was going to do that without saying it so directly. I was going to say I see them smoking cigarettes, which is something that's done in an old-fashioned speakeasy. And what else do you do in an old-fashioned speakeasy? You drink. Right? So... it's Agua Shots time.
Agua Shots time, yeah.
Right. Okay. So, let's see. We have newbies to Agua Shots, except for Chris. And who was laughing? Vanessa.
It wasn't me.
No, that wasn't you. It was a high-pitched laugh. That was you.
It might have been.
That's like a little nightingale. Mm. Wow. Interesting outfit back there. Yeah, both outfits, yeah. We're going to have to introduce you later. In fact, maybe we should get Vanessa up on the stage.
Oh, no.
And then we'll put you in.
Let's go, Vanessa. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the stage.
In fact, why don't we get the two of you up on the stage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you. Twinkle toes. And you guys can get into the chairs. Okay. There you go. And do we have a microphone? Oh, look at this cute little outfit she's got on. Can we have some applause if you could just turn around? Yeah. And do we have a microphone for speaking? Yes?
It's right over there.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think it would be easier to take it off of the stand. There we go. So look at these ladies. Look at this whole outfit here. Wow. Hi. I'm one of the girls.
That's nine total inputs.
Look at these beautiful girls. Okay, where's that microphone? On the bed. Okay, here we go. Here's a microphone. Oh, are you singing? Do you sing?
No.
No? You don't sing. Do you dance?
When I'm drunk.
When you're drunk. See,
agua shots, let's go with
that. Okay, key word, okay. It is a speakeasy. Nothing illegal here that I know of, anyway. But we do have a ritual.
Penis.
Wait, where's the agua? Miss Tasia. Where is my lovely assistant?
You just ruined a nice picture. You can't see anything. I'll let you look at it.
Yes, where is my lovely assistant? Probably searching for the agua right now, realizing that it's not here. So, okay. So, just relax. Do we have our webcam guest yet?
We do.
We do. Okay, you want to sit down? You want to have a seat? Yeah, why don't you just relax? We're going to do our ritual in a moment, but let's introduce Tegan Presley. You know who she is?
Is she hot?
She's hot, yeah.
Oh, yay.
Okay. And her hubby, or boyfriend. I got to get his name right here. What is it?
Joseph.
Yeah, I was tweeting with him, so I should know.
Joshua.
You knew it was a biblical name. Right. The Battle of Jericho. Right, okay. So here we go. Joshua and Tegan Presley. Oh, there they are. Hey there.
Hello.
Hi. Joshua and Tegan. How you doing?
Good. I'm actually going by Joseph now.
Oh! So he was right.
Being a brat.
Okay. So you go back and forth between biblical superheroes, huh?
Back.
Yeah? Back. Back
no,
for it.
No, he only likes to think he's that great.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay, Tegan. See, Tegan is not in the Bible. Is that your given name, or did you choose that name?
It was what I was supposed to be named when I was born. So, but it was Tegan, but everyone kept saying it wrong. And I got sick of freaking correcting people, so I was just like, okay, it's Tegan.
Okay, well, what do you prefer?
Tegan.
Really? Okay, because I was thinking, you know, you have so many fans, you could just tell everybody it's Tegan now, and everybody who doesn't pronounce it right gets blocked.
Well, yeah, but it was mainly the directors and the people at the conventions and
agua.
When at AVN, everyone kept just saying my name wrong, so I was just like, you know what, I'm changing it. It's Tegan now, and I like it now because now my nickname is Teacup, so it fits perfectly.
And is there a part of your body that is a teacup?
No, I think it's just because I'm silly and I'm tiny, like a little teacup.
You are just tiny. How tiny are you?
She's like 4'4".
No, I'm not. I'm 5'. Stop being mean.
She's 5'.
5 foot. That is tiny. A cute little package. Well, I mean, as a porn star, that's very good, right? Because you make the dicks look big. Isn't that right? I mean, isn't that bottom line?
Yeah.
That's right? Why I date short girls, so, you know.
You know, right. Right? I don't know. Do you think that that's... I mean, I'm sure that you have many, many fine qualities. After all, you are a multiple AVN award-winning pornographic actress. Isn't that right? What have you won awards for?
I've actually won awards through AVN and through CAVR and XRCO. I've won a lot throughout all the awards. I think I've won at least a minimum of one throughout all of the award shows. So it's just, it was just, like, I have also won for feature dancing. So it's a whole big pile.
A whole big pile. And are you husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend? What's the relationship?
You can explain that one.
We are fiancé and fiancé.
That's really nice.
That's so sweet. How long have you been together?
Almost 5 years.
Yeah. And do you have sex on camera?
I do have sex on top of a camera, but not on camera usually.
You are on top of the camera.
No, I'm joking. I am only a director and producer for Adam and Eve. I do not have sex on camera.
I've tried. He won't do it.
I won't do it.
He won't do it. You think he'd be good, though?
Well, they want to have me have, or they want to see me do guys, so if I was going to do guys, I'd be doing him, but he won't do it.
Yes. That's correct.
Well, I have a suggestion. I think you should do it. That's all I have to add to that.
I mean, you know, what an opportunity, guy.
Yeah, like, why don't you want to do it, man?
You know?
The reason I don't do it is because I'm already fairly popular amongst the adult community a lot more than a lot of the male talent without having to do it. So to do it is unnecessary to me. So I just don't feel like it's necessary.
I don't feel like, you know what, that reasoning sounds like something out of a Kafka novel. Really. Just one of those things. It's like you make your reasons fit what
you want. He's reading a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Tonight we're doing Kafka-esque. It's my own fault. I created this title for this show tonight to try to bring everybody together, because I have this band here, the Professor's Band, crying for Kafka, right? And crying seemed a little, you know, not so sexy. I mean, some people are turned on by crying, right? You know, some people are turned on by anything. But most people want a little smile, you know.
You can think of it as clamoring.
Clamoring. Crying.
Clamming.
Well, yeah, you could.
Crying and clamoring.
You could. You could be clamoring, right. Or crying out like, oh, my God, Kafka.
Exactly.
You're making me come.
Keep going, Dr. Susie. Keep going. That was good. I like keep with that last thing.
I'm waiting for the agua.
Right, yeah. The agua shots.
Ah, the agua shots. Maybe I don't know what happened to the...
I can't find any agua.
Oh, my goddess, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
I looked everywhere.
Well, you know what? We're going to do it with fig cello tonight.
With what?
Fig cello.
Where is that?
It is on my jewelry stand. The fig cello brandy. You know, the brandy. We're creating our own sub-ritual because we can't find the agua. Okay. You know, this is a show just kind of goes along. It's like it's Commedia erotica. It's very spontaneous, right? And so we have to exactly improvise, right? Yes. Oh, you have to hold this between each other because you're sharing, right? Aw, you look so cute together. and we're going to. Yes. Did you get it? Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. He's making noises. Did you get it?
That's me. I'm in the back storage room here.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Yeah.
We're searching.
Right by the jewelry stand that has the necklaces.
The jewelry stand. I see.
Yes,
okay.
Right. You see it by the sex toys. Right. Yeah. Okay. And the con. No. Yeah. Yeah.
No, not that.
No.
What's the name of this thing? What is that bottle?
Cello. Okay. Yeah?
No, it's not.
No,
we can't find it.
You can't find it. Oh.
You know, Dr. Susie, going back for a second, we were talking about the Ninth Amendment. Mm-hmm. Whenever I think about the Ninth Amendment, I think it's my right to see boobs. And I think that it's been so long.
I'm trying to get a drink
since,
to go along with it.
That sounds more like a First Amendment right.
We could do shots wherever, yeah. But I'm thinking my Ninth Amendment right,
you know,
is
what?
To see the boobs of the two ladies that are sitting on your bed at this very moment.
I object.
Let's, for everybody, come on. Just applause. In the Ninth Amendment and tits. You should just...
You know,
that was a horrible segue.
Girls,
but whatever.
No. Girls need to have something in exchange for the gift of their lovely boobies.
Right. To relax.
We need to have something to offer. It is the seventh commandment of a lady's pleasure in my Ten Commandments of Pleasure, as long as we're doing amendments and commandments. The seventh commandment of a lady's pleasure is thou shalt give her things. So, you know what? Since I can't find any liquor, can you just give me, like, I don't know, vodka, something?
Sure.
Have an adult play parlor sex toy. This is a little prize for you.
Oh, wow.
We have sex toys from Adult Play Parlor. Yes.
Something
motorized. Oh, yes. Would you try it? Would you do it on camera? Yes, I've been wanting to see someone do this. Okay, so here you go. You're going to, I don't know if it's, yep, it's got fingers. Okay,
no,
and so you're going to figure out how to do that. And you are going to choose something here.
Okay. You need a big one.
I guess.
And you want to play with this today,
it's a good old brand.
Tonight?
I don't know.
Wow.
We'll see.
It's big. Okay, go for it. You know, I mean.
No, we're going to pour it on people.
This is all you. I can tell.
Yeah, we're going to pour it on people,
right.
Baby. We're going to let it have it.
Yeah, this is your ex-boyfriend. Wow, that's
thicker.
Oh, your boyfriend was thicker. Okay, but not longer. Couldn't have been longer.
He was only like seven. Mm,
okay.
Seven.
All right. So can you pull that open or those nails? You don't know. Let's see. I don't know if I can pull it open.
Professor, does intelligence count as girth? I'm just asking. Just
here we go.
Random question.
No, but easy open
in some circles.
Is there such a thing as intelligence girth?
Here we go.
Yeah, she does.
It has been said that the brain is the critical.
Very much.
I like women who give me brainers, if you hear what I'm saying. That's my... Seriously, I can't get hard unless a woman
I can't hear you
gets
you
me off
whispered.
Brain-wise. I'm sorry, Dr. Susan.
Okay, just talk on the microphone. Oh, what do you have here? What are these? Oh, these are this sort of some drink. Oh, I got this for my birthday, I think, right? Is it... Okay...
It's Sofia Coppola's wine.
Sofia Coppola wine. Well, thank you. You may not know Kafka, but you know your wine.
I know alcohol.
You do. That's very good. I'm very impressed with that. All right. And you, and this is a good wine. This is Francis Coppola's daughter.
Yes.
Right. She's a good director. Yes. That much we know. Right. Okay. So how about the wine? The wine's pretty good, too. Right, so you left me with this. How do I open this thing, right? Okay, here we go.
How do you do a couple of drops?
Okay, so I need help. I need help with opening this. Yep.
Yeah, it's a
brutal. Crying for Kafka. I haven't introduced you yet. Introduce yourselves.
I'll introduce them.
Catherine, impresario.
This is our manager and our backup singer, Kate Imperio. And she's joined by our other backup singer, who's sitting in back, Samantha Fairley.
Whoa!
Then on drums with the collar is Brandon Tebow.
Yeah!
And straight out of the 20s is our guitarist, Rick Ambrose.
Mm.
And another Kafkaesque character who's a professor of philosophy is Mark Nietzsche Bobro.
Very, very nice. All right. Well, he can come to one of the... No, that's Chris. He's probably coming back. I don't know. So you guys, that was a great opening. Thank you very much.
There's more.
Okay, we're going to hear more crying for Kafka, but first we have to, you know, do our ritual.
Exactly.
So. Okay.
Is that the stuff you wanted?
Yeah.
Oh, because... Yeah. We have some David wine over here.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't what I wanted, but it's okay. Sofia
Coppola,
you know, I'm a fan of her movies. So we're going to try that. Just pour it into the penis glasses, right? And you have some of that powder now. See, now we're going to really create our own ritual, because this is like derived many times from things. This, we're not using the agua and we're not using the original lime salt. Everything is different, but it's the spirit that counts. And if the spirit of sex is with me tonight, and I feel that it is, I will raise up ye who are limp, and I will make wet ye who are dry. Woo-hoo! Come and be healed by the miraculous squirting dildo of the Lord. Praise be to he and she. Right. All right, so.
Yeah, way loud.
Well, she's coming in and out. She's
now,
really loud.
We are doing our ritual with Sophia Coppola Vino. Who's really loud? Me? My husband, of course, is saying I'm loud. It's a marital thing. Right. Relationships. That's what this show is about. Kafka-esque. It's very, first of all, it's very Kafka-esque that we can't find our agua. Have you ever seen that happen before?
And all the time I've been here, no.
No, right.
There's never not been agua.
Now, my mic often does cut out, and that just happens. So, okay, here we go. All right, so we have this and this. Okay, ladies, this is the ritual created for you. So, you take this salt. I know this looks very contraband, but it is perfectly legal. And you apply it to a very delectable part of your partner. In this case, you are partners, unless you want me to be a partner. I'll be a partner, too. We can all be partners. Body. And should I not sit here because the mic is going out? Okay. Oh, I'm good there? Okay. And you lick that body part, apply the salt, lick the salt, and then you earn your shot, ladies. That's right. So, of course, the most logical place to start is, as Chris has been crying for Kafka about, I mean, clamoring for, is the boobs. The boobies, right.
Let's go boobs.
Boobies. Okay.
Boob powers activate.
Boob power.
Go,
can
magic
I help?
Boobs.
Yes, I will hold this. All right, here she goes, brothers and sisters.
Let me sit down.
Vanessa. Here, can you help her off with the bra, maybe? This part, or you hold this.
So
here, you hold this and that. And I do
you could have a boyfriend before the evening that is out. I'm serious.
Yeah.
If it could happen.
If she wants to.
Which one is it?
Here she is, brothers and sisters.
Mine.
Beautiful.
Hello.
Natural hello. Boobies of the lovely Vanessa. Yes. All right. So, here they are. So now, you get this. Okay, and... well, we could do yours first.
Yeah.
Okay, so you lick one nipple, that's right. Lick it first. Lick it first.
What?
We have two excuses to lick. One is to make the salt stick, and the other is to get the salt.
Very nice.
Lick. Oh, you got a lot of salt. But it's not very salty, actually. It's kind of sweet. Okay. Okay, there you go. You missed a spot, though. Okay, yeah,
probably,
that's good. Very good.
Yes.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, very good.
We
have that. Yum. Okay. You're looking. Okay, now, you ready for yours?
Yeah.
Okay. So, can you do a reveal with that outfit? Yeah? Yeah. Work it, girl. I'm being
chained.
It would be weird if her nipples had mohawks, too. That would be kind of strange.
Oh, yeah.
Just to throw that out there.
Here they go. Pasties ahoy.
This is Dr. Susan right there.
Hi. And
Is it?
Up we go, and that is Kitty.
Test, test, test.
We have two natural sets right here. Beautiful. Very nice. And test, so now you want to give it a lick?
Test.
Give it a lick. There you go. Very nice. And then pour it on.
I just changed your mic.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, okay.
And now you give that a lick.
Let's switch it back just to see if it works.
And now you do your shot ski. Okay, this is sort of like communion here at the speakeasy, right? It's a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
I see you suck your cocks to the side. Very good.
Test.
Go.
Huh? Me? Oh yeah, sure. I'll. But I have to. Okay, so I guess I'm gonna lick here, and I guess I'll have to lick you after because I don't want to be unfair. So here, just put the, you can hold on to that, and I guess I'll move this. So, Chris, you can give a blow-by-blow.
So, Dr. Susie's now licking her nipple. Oh, my, okay, and that's, first of all, wow, Dr. Susie, your tongue technique is amazing. Now she's applied the salt, and Dr. Susie's tongue is now holy. She has now licked the salt off the... And they're all doing shots. Everyone's doing shots. They're penis shots, actually, if you're listening to this in the audio form. In the aural form. By aural, I mean A-U-R-A-L.
Thank you very much, Sophia Coppola.
Nice.
And can we go to our guests on webcam? So you're doing your own shots, I see. Yeah. Are you getting with the ritual here? Are you ready? Can we hear them? Are they speaking? Are they? They're just sipping. Tegan Presley and Joseph. Bring them up. Hello. Joshua now. Okay. Last segment it was Joseph, right? Or I don't know. It keeps switching. Yeah. How about Jacob next time? He was another patriarch, right? Right. Okay. So can we hear you guys, or what's going on here? We got a little sound problem. Cannot hear. Oh, I'm so sorry we cannot hear you. But it's a Kafkaesque night. I think that's what's going on here. I kind of jinxed myself a little bit with the Kafka thing. Things aren't working. The agua is out. The mics aren't working. Anyway.
Or are they working?
Or are they?
They could be working.
And we just can't hear them.
They're actually working.
Yeah, okay.
And you're showing off your improvisational skills, which are wonderful.
Oh, I'm flailing around like a porpoise on a beach.
More improv involving boobs,
I'm
think.
I'm having fun. Hey, I'm having fun with my girls up here, my beautiful guests. You look so great. You put yours down again. That doesn't look funky. Who says that looks funky? Who says that looks great? Yeah, right. Okay. See, that's cool. Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna try to get that working. Let me know if it's working. I don't want to keep saying, "Are you?" Oh, it is fine. Oh, hey, hello again. Oh, that doesn't sound fine. Okay. You can hear us.
It's just kind of low in the mix.
Okay, so why don't you do some mime for us now? Now, we can't hear you. So we already heard about your awards and your different names. And so, you want to just kiss for us? Could you just do a fiancé kiss? No. Kiss each other. What? Your fiancés? Hey, wait a second. Is this a marriage of convenience? What is... No kiss? Oh, my God. Money for a kiss from the husband. What do you think about that, Professor? Now put on your psychology. Oh, there we go. Here we go. Oh, except we only see his ass now with a T-shirt. No. I want to see the hot wife here. Yeah, no. Can I have a kiss where I see her? Can she get on top of him? Please? Okay. Now we see us. Well, that's good. We look good. We look hot, huh?
Yeah,
shake it, baby. Okay, well, you guys are doing great over there. You should make out some
Test.
More. And I think we're going to hear from Crying for Kafka. I think it's time to hear about why we should give sodomy a chance.
Good idea.
And I'd like you to introduce that while you're here, before you guys can get up there.
And the great
Just
thing.
Tell me a little bit about the song.
Well, and the song was motivated by, and I did a corresponding LA Weekly article, both with the same title, "Give Sodomy a Chance."
Yeah.
It was motivated by the Texas Republican Party had made it part of the official political platform to recriminalize sodomy.
Oh, I see.
And
right.
This was in 2010, I believe. Mm. And I thought, they must know their constituency.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Texas Republicans must like the idea, so they all got behind it. So I thought,
so
it should
to
be
speak.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. That's very quick.
And Lawrence versus Texas is
and
is
Bowers
the...
versus Hardwick. So it's really it's about the two gay rights cases.
Chris Hardwick, I know that.
Yeah, isn't he a porn star?
No, he was the DA.
Oh, he moonlights as a porn star.
He was the...
Okay.
So it's meant to acknowledge that and historically as well. It references Oscar Wilde. Our video, which you can see on YouTube, has the face of Oscar Wilde in there as well. So it's meant to. It in some ways picks up on the John Lennon, so give peace a chance. So this is give sodomy a chance.
Give sodomy a chance, right. Yeah. Well, give peace a chance is very much related to give sodomy a chance, right?
And as someone who has been to Texas and fucked a girl in the ass, I will just say that I can't wait to hear this song, and I think that what should happen during this musical, because the one thing is, music is so primal, especially music this freaking loud. I think we should have... something to accompany the song.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have something.
We got
these yeah. girls. And how about you? Would you like to accompany the song? In
I
want to
add one thing to it, like a very
yeah,
a new
yeah.
prominent.
No, we're not ready for the song yet. We're
setting
worry.
Up.
Yeah,
no, I want to add something to this. The a condom manufacturer, an English condom manufacturer called They Fit, wants to use "Give Sodomy Chances" its theme song.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
That's nice. A condom manufacturer. What is it? They Fit.
They Fit.
They Fit. Okay.
Individually
they fit.
Sized, hey, 99 different sizes.
We liked. You know what? We were just saying we're down to just flavored condoms. We get them from Condomania, but if They Fit wants to contribute some condoms to the show, then that's great.
I'll contact them after
this. Yeah, yeah. So it. You were going to dance to one of the songs, right?
Yeah.
Was it this one? Not this one.
We'll play, we can go through two songs. We'll play Give Sodomy a Chance, and we'll do a song that everybody can participate in called This Is Not a Love Song.
Okay, but can people just dance to this one
yeah,
that you're
dance
gonna
to
do?
This, yeah.
Okay, so you could just get up and kind of...
And by dance, do you mean like shove dildos up their pussies? Because that would be awesome if we just
well,
saw
you
that.
Could
that would
play
be
with,
amazing.
Now, you have a sex toy that you got. You took it off. Oh, you need batteries.
It's
we
like
need
hand.
Batteries. Technical department. Can we have someone from the technical department? I realize we have a lot of technical issues tonight, but batteries in a vibrator are an important technical issue that certainly should be taken care of before we get into the song because, we could use these vibrators. On the other hand, yours doesn't have... where did yours go? Where did your
it's
little
right
prize
next to you.
Go? Oh, it's... There he is. Now, your boyfriend was
smaller.
wider than this.
Smaller than this.
Smaller than this. Okay, I'm glad to hear that. You'd be torn up. So, sodomy, are you for it?
I find other ways to have fun.
Well, now, wait a second. Sodomy is anal sex as well as oral sex, okay? It's not just anal.
I like oral sex, yeah.
Sodomy is any kind of sex, any kind of sexual intercourse that isn't penis in vagina.
I had a bad anal sex experience. So.
You did? What happened to you?
I was dating a guy, and he just went for it. And... It traumatized
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're young.
The whole thing, first of all, if I might just interject.
Does it right.
So to speak, that's not the right way to do it. If you're a dude, to me, it's like anal is the yoga of sex acts. Mm. If you do it, it's only pleasurable if you do it correctly.
and slowly, especially the first time with lots of lube and lots of slow.
No,
and
right.
And maybe not even all together in the first time. You know, you start with a finger. We start with the tongue, really.
None of that.
No, not the tongue. It's like ram this thing in. Well, not quite this thing, but still.
Yeah, he was pretty big, too, so I was like...
Oh, poor thing.
Did you bleed? No, but it was traumatizing.
All right, well, be traumatized no longer. We have Crying for Kafka here to serenade you into some sort of a lather. And please feel free to play with your sex toys dance around or something. Move to the music. Does anybody here do stripper pole stuff? Stripper pole? Any stripper pole? No.
So we're going to play Give Sodomy a Chance.
There you go. You know, it'd be nice to have someone on the stripper
as
pole.
In, Give Sodomy a Chance.
Yeah. Moment. Did we get batteries for our vibrator. And can we hear our other guests? Or, yes, let's talk to them for a sec here. Okay, and tell me what you were going to tell me. Oh, you got the batteries. Okay, no, we got the batteries. Okay. She needs them. She's got this toy I want to see. This is from Adult Play Parlor, and it's some sort of a claw thing.
And you stick them in your ears?
Do you stick them in your ears? No, or your fingers. Okay, where's the microphone now? Here it is. Okay.
Only one's doing it. I don't know.
Only one finger?
Yeah, just this one. This one's not working.
Do you have a song called, Give Sticking Dildos Up Girls' Pussies a Chance? Because that would be a great accompaniment to what we're about to see. I think that would be... No? Okay, fuck.
Oh,
all right, sorry.
Now two of them.
Two of them are working.
If there was a song.
Okay, we've got some juice now, Houston. Okay, I think one of the vibrators is working.
Okay. Whoa, it has like different speeds.
Oh, yeah, huh? It's got different speeds, which is nice. Yeah, and this is a Girl Toys vibrator.
You know, Dr. Susie, you can use all the batteries you want, but one of the things that I always like to do is just do this.
I think I need something more
lips.
Hardcore.
What do you
just
like
do
to
this.
Progress?
Just go like...
It's not the sound of the vibrator that we want, Chris.
No, that's true.
Oh, that was the vibrator? Yeah. It sounds good. It's a very musical vibrator. You ever thought of incorporating a vibrator into your musical performances, Professor?
No, but now you're, you know, getting the wheels turning and that kind of thing.
It sounds like a DJ, like...
Now, we have another vibrator. Yeah. Have either of you ladies ever ridden a Sibian?
Yeah.
No.
No? Would you like to try?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's try the Sibian.
How do we turn this baby?
Okay, and... while you're getting ready for the Sibian, let me say hello to my guests, Tegan Presley, and not sure which biblical character will be this time, Joseph or Joshua?
Joshua?
Joshua now. Okay. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. What? Oh, okay. Okay, and now I've got a note. What does this say? Lance, is it okay to jack off with a rubber band around my cock and balls? All right, I have a team of experts here.
Great question.
Is this something the Ninth Amendment would defend? He wants to know if it's okay, which I'm not sure if he's talking about his health or his, you know, Bill of Rights.
The point, first of all, is it consensual? So
he's
over 21,
yeah, he and his balls
or over 18, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no tangible harm.
There could be if you pull that rubber band too tight.
Why not?
It could be very tight. Okay, so we now have the amazing, the lovely Playboy model. Okay, well, you're both doing it at the same time? You can do it one at a time. Oh, you want to do it at... That's... Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, I see. Oh, okay, you're here and you're there. Or you're both there or something. But we have to be able to see. You can't just hide yourselves completely. That defeats the purpose. Isn't that right, Chris?
Absolutely. We have to be able to
so
see.
So we have to have some space in between. I have the controls. I don't turn it on until I feel that you are spaced out enough. So, okay. Well, it's pretty hot. They're right up against each other here. Vanessa Goodmanson and Kitty Twinkletoes, okay? And I have the controls. Okay, they're on the Sibian, brothers and sisters. And if you would like a Sibian, once you see this...
Send us money. Send us $1,350.
That's all.
That's all.
It's
at
drsusanblock.com.
It's just 1 month of unemployment benefits.
That's it. And that's then you got yourself a Sibian.
Yeah, right. Free of hysteria for life.
You won't care about being out of work.
Right.
You won't care about being maxed
who the hell
out
cares?
On your credit cards.
No more Sibian.
You will have your Sibian. All right. Okay, you're ready. Here we go, ladies. Start your engines.
The sound you're about to hear is the sound of a Sibian.
This is the Sibian machine. Okay. They're feeling it. Okay. That's the first sounds are giggling.
I don't understand why they're not kissing, though. It seems like they should kiss.
You know. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or scream.
Face, get that face. Cameras, get that beautiful face. Look at her. Yeah, look at her. Just move right in on her. Right in on her like you're going to kiss her or something. She's having an orgasm. Look.
Squeeze each other's tits.
Yeah, you guys should
squeeze
be...
each other's tits.
I think they should kiss.
What is all that big boobs on here?
I know.
Oh,
no, I have small titties.
Whoa. Okay,
right,
it's just
called
trying to
rub
okay,
my okay. tits there, too.
Whoa.
That is like some major voltage going on.
And is it halfway yet?
No, it's all the way.
Oh, it's all the way?
Yep, it's all the way. It's because there's two of them on it. They're absorbing it all.
Hey, I feel like I'm
sharing
gonna squirt.
Is
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Give in to the
yeah,
Sibian.
Get close. Look at that.
I think
they're touching each other.
I think they should kiss.
They need a
I know you guys. Spank them. I'll pull their hair.
She has a lot of squirt.
There we go.
Oh, you can squirt. We love it. Squirting is Susie's favorite.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you know?
Who squirts? Oh, you squirt.
I don't want it, like, dirty.
Please
oh,
do.
Oh, no, let's dirty the place.
It's holy water.
Okay, here we go. Let's dirty the whole place. And so, but you're gonna lay back and squirt?
No, I don't know. I can't. I felt like if I didn't
okay.
hurt her. Wait, hold on.
You want to squirt all over the, you can squirt all over this thing. There we go.
Yes.
Where's
watch
my camera people? We got squirting, perhaps, going on here.
Hey, how about giving the Sibian a chance? Let's go. Come on. Let's
Sibian,
close.
Sibian,
we're
Sibian,
fucking.
Sibian,
come on.
Yeah.
Sibian.
You're writing it backwards.
It feels good.
It doesn't really matter.
It don't matter. Oh, my God.
Oh, the back.
All the way, turns up, all the way, all the way.
There we go.
Oh my God!
Here, grab me.
Good girl.
Sibian! Oh, I'm squirting! Oh,
yeah,
okay.
She's squirting!
Get up there,
yeah.
Look at the face, let's look
squirting.
At the face.
Yeah.
Get those cameras up there.
Get the squirting,
damn.
Get the squirting, please. No one's getting the squirting.
It was like a wave.
She's squirting.
Or like when you put your thumb in front of the hose.
A squirting?
No.
There was squirting and you're saying get the face. That's Kafka-esque. It's Kafka-esque, brothers and sisters. I got squirting going on.
Okay.
Whoa. Wow. Okay, so now we have to change the saran wrap.
I love it.
Who's next? Let's get up there. Who's next? Come on, it's like the Tilt-A-Whirl, but better.
It is. Can we tilt the Sibian towards the camera? Sure. Okay. Oh, yeah. That was lovely, Sister Kitty. Squirting.
Woo!
It's like holy water, right? It's always a miracle when we have a little squirting on the show, and we're always delighted.
Thank you.
Even though we didn't catch that. Did we catch that? No.
We got a little bit.
We got a little bit.
A little bit.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you, Beasley, for rescuing a little bit. All right, so now who's going to ride the Sibian? I have these lovely ladies out here. Vanessa, do you want to try?
Do you have a song called Give the Sibian a Chance? Because it'd be great if you sang that song.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Just replace the lyric.
Yeah. Well, you could. You could, but then that would require a whole to-do,
right.
Chris. So I think we're going to try to get these two. Hey, do you want to do the ritual?
I can do that.
Yeah, you can do
ritual.
The ritual. Right, right. Okay, you'll take a shot. Right.
How do
okay.
I do that?
Okay, so I think that's what you'll do. So you got the shot stuff ready here. And,
I can do
huh? Peter Piper also. Oh, yes. Oh, the Peter Piper. Right, we actually, you know, speaking of marijuana rights, right? Ninth Amendment, okay? We're defending our Ninth Amendment here today, right? And our right to party, I think, is what's covered under our Ninth Amendment. And so you're going to participate in this ritual that really should involve agua, but we can't find it. So it involves Sofia Coppola, Coppola Vina, Vino.
You can be
from the Coppola Vineyard. And so it involves the removal of the top. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. She sounds like she understands. She's in the army now. And this is it. Okay, here we go. Where are my camera people? Oh, you're all over there. Okay. We have things happening over here. Okay, here we go. She's got her industrial strength bra, and she is removing it. Yeah, this is not. Oh, she's ready for revelation here, brothers and sisters. Right, she's ready for this moment because that is not a tattoo. That is written in what?
Sharpie.
It's written in Sharpie. This is not a love
song. It was a prop for
you're going to use those when you perform. I see. This is not a love song. Is on your boobs.
Yes.
Very good. So this is sort of a show and tell thing. Right. Okay, very good. Very good. And then what are these creatures on your clavicles?
Oh, it's for the Coffee Cats. It's a band.
It's another band.
Yes.
The Copycat. Okay. And how long did it take you to do your hair?
45 minutes.
Okay, not bad.
45 minutes.
That's not too bad.
Ran out of hairspray. Got a little crazy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Things went awry. It's fine.
You used ejaculate in that hair?
Mostly. Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
That's why
we had the drummer.
Oh, the drummer. Where's
Tank
that drummer?
Tank Girl has the best tits here.
That's
pretty amazing.
Thank
you,
the
Tank
hair.
Girl.
I see.
Speaker to the mic, Tank Girl. We love your.
These are the backup singers for Crying for Kafka.
Yes,
Samantha,
they're very sexy.
And
I remember Catherine.
Yes,
from last week. And where's that interesting tattoo down your side? Ah, yes. But it always looks much better without the bra on.
It does.
So you got to remove the bra for that tattoo there.
Yep. I concur.
Yeah, you're concurring.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And this is Crying for Kafka Girls. Have they always been in the band, or do they?
Kate's our manager.
The manager.
And she brought in Samantha.
Wow. You have two bras.
Yes.
Took them both off.
So
many.
All right.
Big breasts.
You need two. I understand. Beautiful. Okay, so now we have the powder. Do we have the salt? Okay, so you lick first. Have you done this before? Have you licked each other's titties before?
I haven't done
it. You have not licked each other's titties before?
No.
No.
I did Courtney Taylor, and the drummer did me last time.
Oh, okay. The drummer did you. Right. Yeah? Do you want to come over here to be a little closer to the action? Yeah? You could, like, sit. Yeah, right here. Okay.
He just replaced the whole case.
Oh, should I stand?
He just replaced the case.
No.
There I am. Okay. All right, so here we go.
All right.
So now you lick the boobs. Okay. Is this going to be protected under the Ninth Amendment?
And the First.
Okay. Right.
Freedom of expression.
Now we're all consenting adults here.
Yes.
You're over what? 18. You're over 21.
I'm 21.
You have to be. Oh, you are exactly 21.
Yes, I am 21.
Oh my God. Okay.
Not tonight.
See, because this would not have been your right a few months ago.
November.
Okay, so you're an old lady.
We're gold.
Okay,
exactly.
Go for it. Okay.
Getting up there.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. We got titty licking going on here and nipple powdering. And it's blue powder. It's drink the blue powder. And now we have the Adult Play Parlor cock shot glass. She's drinking it balls up, brothers and sisters. And yeah, okay. It's good.
Is that not the appropriate way?
Right, yeah, it's good. The Sofia Coppola Vino. Very good. All right, and now it's your
There's
turn.
A lot of
That's
Sharpie.
Right. Yeah, you have to lick around the Sharpie. Okay. She's licking all over the Sharpie. Right, she doesn't care. Yeah, okay, and now licking the nipple And, downing. Where's your cock? I mean, not that you have a cock.
Where is your cock?
God damn it.
You forgot your
cock. Right in the car.
Okay, it's right behind you. The drummer, right?
Yeah, there we go.
Have you guys had sex?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Okay. How about with the professor? Have you had sex?
No.
No? Professor, you don't have sex with your band?
That's my First Amendment right, too.
No, I know it's your right. I mean, I'm not saying you have to, but you, I mean, what is that about? Is that like because you're, are you married?
No.
You're not married?
No, no, no. Single.
You're single?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ciao.
And you don't have sex with your band. Is that like, I mean... I'm sure they'd have sex with you. Would you? Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know. Would you have sex with him?
Depends.
Depends. Okay. You know? At least she's not wearing them. Right.
She just got out of diapers.
Really? Right, right, right. Okay. So that's interesting, Professor.
There are artistic component. They're creative. They have complete sole discretion over whatever art they create for us and how they want to sing and what they dress
the drummer. That's a very Kafka-esque answer. This is very Kafka-esque sex. Okay, so, you look so forlorn over there. Here, come over here. Come here and be more in front. Here, be like my co-host. Stand with me here. Look at, what do you think these ladies should do? Look at that. They're like these hot punk rock girls. Yeah, they have nice boobies.
Even with the Sharpie all over them.
Yeah. The Sharpie just adds to it, right?
It's kind of
okay.
Pretty.
And we're getting ready. I think we're going to hear your next song. Oh. I think that's what's going to happen.
Guess the name of it. You want a hint?
Don't look at anybody's
give the Sibian a chance.
Without looking at the boobs.
What?
What's the
this
name
is not a love song.
This is not a love song. Right, right, right. Okay, this is not a love song. Right. What kind of song is it?
It's a cover of a song that was done by a band called PLI. The lead singer was Johnny. And it's and it's audience participation.
Okay, audience, please come forward.
That's why it's on her tits, so you know what to say.
Cue cards, everyone.
Can you come forward and sit at the microphones, please? Can we have some people sitting at the microphones up here?
Yes.
Justin, Haley, come on. And Chris, okay, we have a situation. Okay, Patrick, you want to be here? Where's your lovely lady friend? Come on over here. We need microphone presence. Okay. And where did the feather dress go? Where did Kitty had an orgasm?
She's putting her ballerina shoes on.
Oh, she's going to be a ballet dancer for this.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is exciting. Right.
Very exciting. Woo!
Ooh, are you excited?
I am.
Yeah. Come on, you've already done it.
I was just gonna.
I might show a little ass. We'll see.
How about just?
You've
already
seen the ass.
Can we have a
Dr.
little?
Dr. Susie.
Stripper music.
There she is, right there.
Strip it off.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is impressive.
Deisha, okay. You look really good, Deisha.
While we're getting the band ready, we have a little stripper music for you to strip.
Is there any Warrens or right, Scorpions?
Here we go. We got Vanessa. Good business.
Give her butt a chance.
Nice!
Yeah.
Come on!
That was excellent.
Can you flash my cameraman? All right, brothers and sisters. Okay, just stay like that, Vanessa. And now we have Professor Paul Abramson.
give sodomy. No, well, now we have
to. This is not a love song.
This is not a love song.
This is not a love song.
Kitty.
For our classy
Twinkle
pole
toes.
Dance.
For our beautiful classical.
And that bootylicious booty. Yeah.
Dance. Yeah. To This Is Not a Love
test,
Song.
Test.
And wow, that's quite a climax to the show with all that.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing
squirting and dancing and
music and
sodomy.
It's all part of our Ninth Amendment's rights. It's all part of this Kafkaesque world we live in.
Do what you want.
All right, so let's all come in here and say goodnight. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Come on, sit down. Have a seat right back here, and we're going to say goodnight. And can we get a towel here? Okay. Yeah, have a seat. You can just have your seat right here.
Oh, wait, what do we
You can take your shorts off again. Ha, 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 ha.
We're sitting on the bed yet?
Yeah. Oh. All right, so where is everybody? So we're gonna say goodnight. Everybody's gonna do a goodnight. Max, Yes. Remember, we have our new good night idea.
What?
Everyone's going to say goodnight.
Oh, everyone's going to say goodnight.
Right?
Okay, right. Go.
Okay. So where's the microphone? Oh, you guys are all up here. When all you got is the one microphone. No, well, you can be up here. That's okay. Okay. Okay, so.
Wait, he's going to sit in the middle of all those women?
All those women? He's single. He should.
Dang.
Right? Right. Standing over to the side. You also sing in a church, don't you?
I sing in a gospel choir.
Oh, no wonder you're into sodomy.
Yeah.
We do a show called The Sacred and the Profane with the gospel choir, and then we play. And now we've got someone from Cirque du Soleil who's going to be our like master of ceremony. And they're going to, and she's going to come dressed as like a Bible thumper and introduce the gospel choir. And then she's going to change.
Wait a second. I'm the one that says brothers and sisters.
So you got it. You got it. That's what you do. So it's Crying for Kafka does. We do this show called the Sacred and the Profane.
Ah. Well, Brother Abramson. Brother Abramson. I love the way that sounds.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great. So we're now wondering, how'd you feel about tonight's show?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was an honor to be here. We love coming here. It was fun being able to be part of the discussion.
I mean, do you like the show? Is it a good show?
Yeah, it's a good show.
Because you're on it, right?
What's the name of the show?
Speakeasy.
That's the name of the place.
Oh, place, excuse me. It's the Dr. Susan Block Show.
That's it.
Okay. Well, we're glad you had a good time.
Oh, it was great.
And what do you think about the congregation here, brother?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All right. And the lady. All right, so Sister Vanessa, here we go. That was a lovely
Sister
booty call
Vanessa.
Right there. You have a lovely booty body. We understand why you're in Playboy.
Thank you.
And so how did you feel about your evening? Did you enjoy yourself?
It was definitely wild. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, you had a lot of fun. Did
yes.
You, did you like the ritual?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you like the Sibian ride?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I think she liked it more
yeah,
than...
Yeah, you didn't get to climax like that, huh?
It's difficult. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's the after party. You still have time. Okay.
It's mine.
And now we have Kitty Twinkletoes. You did a beautiful ballet dance there.
Thank you. Well, real quick, great. I was a professional with the Joffrey Ballet about 10 years ago.
Joffrey Ballet. Very impressive.
Yeah.
Yes, I lived in New York for a year.
What's a nice ballet dancer like you doing in a den of iniquity
Well, I don't know. Destiny changes course. Yeah. I got injured, got depressed, became a paralegal. I'm a paralegal.
That's depressing. Oh, well, okay. And you do this to
And
to
then
blow off
now
steam.
I'm a fetish model slash porn
really
novice, if you will.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, a little starlet. Whatever.
So you don't have to do the paralegal thing anymore, or do you?
No, I love it. That's why when we were speaking about constitution law, that's why I was like, I have a question.
Like having a
okay. Can you help the professor with a little research if he needs it?
I can do some legal research.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You might need some of that, right.
But I charge by the hour.
Well, you know, we all charge. We're all hookers.
Hey, listen,
right?
We have an ex-deputy sheriff here, right. So we need to arrest anybody.
Okay,
let me know.
Okay. All right, well, so how did you like the show tonight?
Oh, I freaking loved it. Are you kidding me?
That's what we want to hear.
I would love to come back. Hint, hint.
Say that again. Say it again. I would love to.
I would love to come back.
All right.
That makes your butt
and now,
sweat.
Who's this suspicious-looking character next to you?
I'm the guitar player, Rick.
Oh, right, Rick, the guitar player. Well, hey, Rick.
Hey, these guys.
How you doing? Nice hat.
Thank you.
You're from Crying for Kafka, which is called The Pundits of Punk by the LA Weekly, by the way. And so how did you enjoy the show tonight?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good time.
Good time. Okay.
Have you ever been on a television show like this?
Have you ever been on a television show at all?
Can't say that I have.
Okay, well then you've never been on one like this. Okay. And behind you now.
Other shows they throw chairs at you.
Okay.
Dr. Mark.
Okay, how you doing there, Dr. Mark?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, and you are what with the band?
I play the low instrument, the bass.
The bass.
Yes.
Oh, no wonder you're
now,
deep
you guys
guy.
Have played with
deep
other bands and stuff,
guy.
Too, Dr. Susie.
Huh?
They've played, some of these people have played with major bands that I've never heard of, but
oh,
they're great.
Oh, okay. So name your band.
I don't know nothing about music.
Oh, no, Crying for Kafka is the major one.
Right. But you you could drop another name if you like.
Oh, no.
We drop names all the time.
False alarm.
Drop a name here, drop a name there.
Oh, we play. We've opened for Bad Religion.
Put a dog in.
Mau Mau, July 20th. Yeah, July 22nd, couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, we played with some guys from Sex Pistols and International Swingers.
Wow.
We're playing around.
International.
A lot of work to do.
We can't hear you when you're like that. Okay, what, do you have something to say?
But we eclipse them all.
Definitely. Okay, so how'd you enjoy your evening?
It was a blast. It was good. Sound was good.
Yeah, it was terrific.
The views were good, you know.
Yeah.
And, really, this is all the New Orleans vibe. I really dig it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Soul of New Orleans.
Definitely,
oh, right.
Definitely.
He thinks this place is like New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
You think?
Yeah.
You think
it's one place I miss.
Mardi Gras every Saturday night here at Dr. Susie's.
Show us your views!
Yeah, oh, and then there's that. We need to give people
Mardi
beads.
And Gras never had it so good, let me tell you.
Anal beads, right. Okay, and we're going to do the pussy pipe in a little while, but we have so much to do. Okay, so now, this is not a love song. Right, okay. So you're...
I'm Sam.
How did
Sam.
You come up with that idea?
This is not a love song.
That's okay. What they asked. Am I supposed to ask that? No,
all right.
I guess not.
So now, okay, you could move your head while her tits are speaking. No, okay.
Well,
so, okay, so now tell us how your experience on the Dr. Susan Block show went.
It was exactly what I expected.
Oh, that's very
wow,
nice.
I heard stories and...
All these unexpected things happened as far as I was concerned.
Good or bad.
The stories I heard, I guess, set me up for...
Oh, what did you hear?
I heard from these folks about last time they were on the show about, porn stars and sex toys and so.
Yeah, stuff like that.
I was pretty
that.
Well versed in what was going to happen.
We got to mix it up. We don't want to be expected. Okay.
No, it was expected in the best way.
In the best way. The best way we're predictable.
Exactly.
We have to have some murder
anything
scenes
that came along, I was to
action.
Expect it, and so.
Okay.
So it was.
Well, you did very well with your
this is
agua
all very
ritual,
predictable.
Even without the agua. Okay, would you like to ride the
some
Sibian
cock
now?
Cars turning around. Planes
no,
crashing.
Not tonight. Next time, perhaps.
Next time. Okay. There's going to be a next time.
Then we'll have a television
and
show.
And so, here we go.
Hello.
The drummer. You're the legendary sex maniac.
Yeah, dude. I do what I can.
Yeah. Have you done both of these girls at the same time?
Not yet.
No. Ooh. The night is young. Right?
There's still plenty of time. I'm not driving either.
Have you done them separately?
No, not yet.
Well, one of them.
Half.
Not. Yeah. This is not a love song.
Not a love song yet.
Okay.
Dude, get that penis to work. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay.
They put me in this thing. I got to do something with it.
Right. Well, you're wearing your underwear here. Do you take that off? Do you want to show us your dick?
No.
Just,
nothing right
now. Well, underwear is, something.
Dr. Susie, you know the art of seduction.
Yeah,
go forth.
I'm a little more ginger with the males than the females. Have you noticed?
That's true. You're so
I haven't
sweet.
Pulled your pants down.
That's what I love about you.
Yeah, I don't know. I offer. Would you like to take your panties off?
I'm with Sam for next time.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe the after party.
Maybe.
Pussy. Okay. Yeah.
There's still time.
There's still time. There is. There's time in the after party. We're going to do more agua rituals without the agua.
There
okay. And let's see. So, oh, how was your time tonight?
I had a blast.
Oh, you didn't do anything yet, though.
No.
Nothing. Okay.
No.
Next.
Popcorn.
Catherine.
I'm Catherine. I'm their manager, and I book for them as well. I run a sex booking, and it's kind of like this show. It's anything and everything booking. Bands, girls, whatever bands want to do. Something crazy, jello wrestling, blood wrestling in a mosh pit. I make it happen.
Awesome. And how did you enjoy your evening so far?
I had a lot of fun.
So far.
Okay, and I can only see it getting better,
Yeah, absolutely.
There's still a lot of things we haven't tried yet.
Yeah. This is Bonoboville.
And people
here.
We haven't tried yet.
Right. This is Bonoboville, and we make attempts to follow the Bonobo
you're
way.
Comedian.
Right? Huh?
You're a comedian.
My comedian. Yeah. My comedian. He's like my court jester. He's mine. He's in my court here. This is the trial, and you are on it. Chris Gore.
Chris Gore, there he is. Live from Los Angeles, California.
You can talk
Chris
if you want.
Let's talk about
now
me.
Now you have the mic.
Yeah, let's hear the clap for him.
His favorite. Right. Chris, him. Why are you here tonight? This is your trial.
I'm here because I missed you.
Aww.
And I love boobs. So.
Right. Okay, well, you got some boobs.
The combination of the two is amazing. Also, like it's not often we have two silver foxes in the house. Let me just say, air high five.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
This is a threesome. What are you talking about?
As a fellow silver fox, which you should do a silver fox episode of the Dr. Susie show.
Dr. Susie.
Is my silver fox chopped liver?
Dr. Susie.
Max.
This is a threesome.
Max,
what do you mean?
Go.
Two fucking silver
foxes right there.
Yeah, right.
As with three silver foxes.
That's my
foxes,
ship, and I'm going to be in the show.
This is the triple penetration of silver foxes on Dr. Susie. I feel like
a saturation of us.
We should do an episode about why women want to fuck the shit out of us. Like,
I think
right?
we should do one about
right?
why do I have all these old men and young women on my show?
Right?
Right?
Right.
Max,
right.
Let's
got that right.
Discuss this. So, yeah. Yes, but yeah.
It's good to have you back, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Nice.
I love you, Dr. Susie.
I love you, Christy.
You're so amazing.
So you have Fetishville, I have Bonoboville.
So, Chris, do you have a good time when you come here?
I always have a good time when I come
here. Oh, yeah,
here.
We need a bon mot. We need like a...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
camera
on Chris.
Chris, camera on Chris.
Incorporate the Dr. Susan Blocher. Yes.
This is an endorsement by the very funny comedian Chris Gore.
Stand behind him.
He did not. It was the other guy.
Stand right next to him. You know, like hang on him.
Yeah.
Like you believe everything he says. Yeah.
Oh,
like that.
And
okay,
then
here we go.
My very good friend
Jess. Okay, here we go.
Right.
Let's have the camera on him, please.
He was looking kind of shabby, but he's great now.
Here we go.
He's looking fabulous. Yeah.
Not on us. Not on us. Hello. No. Where are we here? There they are. Okay, here we are. Now this better be good.
That's what I'm talking
okay.
about.
Bada boom.
Thank you for having me. That's really what I have to say.
Ooh.
And because I like boobs.
All right, where can we find all these people, Dr. Susie?
Okay, never mind.
Okay, we'll talk later, you and I.
All right.
Dr. Susie.
Over my gray hair.
What happened to all the gray hair and all the effusive...
They have more gray hair than I have.
Silver hair. That's what we like to call it, silver hair.
Silver hair.
A salt and peppery, salt and peppery pile of delicious.
They have a
That's
lot
what
more.
I think.
Yeah.
That's what that fucking is.
They only have a few strands.
And it's also right here.
These guys got a lot of gray hair. Me, I got a little.
Okay, let's say hello to the lovely couple here. This is one of our favorite Bonobo sets.
This is a photographer.
Yes.
Yeah. Who
Justin,
does a lot of
can
our
we turn on the microphone? This is Jux Lee and Haley Justine Ryan.
If you got a few grand to spend... He'll take pictures of you.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What happened to your mics? Oh, okay. Say hello.
And?
Can they say hello?
Hello.
And?
Hi. This, and?
Say hello. Give him a microphone for this gentleman.
They have
here.
Microphones.
Hello? Is that hi?
Loud, loud.
Hi, how are you?
He's got a very little voice.
How's life in Bonoboville?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, just talk in the microphone.
No, I'm right here. Hi.
Yeah,
how
there
are
you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a good time tonight? You weren't shooting tonight.
Yeah, no, it's bizarre. Well, no, I actually had my phone out, and I just was taking pictures. I'm trying not to. I'm trying
to
actually socialize and interact
and
all this. But you know.
No cell phone pictures in the room.
All right.
You're not allowed. You know the rules.
Fair.
You know, cell phone pictures. What are you kidding? You got to have one of those big cameras with the thing on it.
Haley's here, too.
Actually, he's a great photographer.
He's a great photographer. And I've got my crop here that I was using from Jux Leather. Somebody's probably breaking it right now.
Sweet.
Oh, here
it's
we
better.
Go.
Yeah.
This helped you squirt. You know, I was whacking you with it. No, you didn't even know. But
so indirectly, I was whacking you.
Yeah. Oh, this is by you
proxy.
Every time, right? This is whenever I whack you, he's whacking you. That's what happens here with this thing. All right.
And of course, fully insertable. But
And Bonobo Way. We're going to talk about bonobos now. And Haley's going to help me with my book. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And maybe Justin will too.
Absolutely.
I've already read a few pages.
Speaking about the book.
You've managed to read a few pages. All right. Okay. We're writing a book right now. The Bonobo Way. It's coming out soon. And instructions in how to be a bonobo. The 12-step program to liberating your inner bonobo, okay? This is a 12-step program, very important here.
Non-bonobo anonymous.
Right, to turn you into a bonobo. And they are the sex addicts of the animal kingdom, so.
Monogonymous?
Yeah.
Monogonymous. Promiscuous is the word. Promiscuous, because you know what promiscuous means, brothers and sisters?
Awesome.
It means mixing. That's all it means. So people that mix it up are promiscuous. And so I guess we're promiscuous. Okay, I can't pronounce any of the key words tonight. Kafkaesque, promiscuous, and Abramson. They're all difficult. But it was a Kafkaesque evening tonight, I think, I would say, and we had a little Kafkaesque sex. We had squirting, we had a lot of pretty boobies reveal, and...
Psychobilly?
Psychobilly, right.
A psychobilly, yeah.
Yeah, and we had toe dancing to Crying for Kafka, and we had Sibian riding by a Playboy model, who deigned to show us her beautiful, perfect ass. Mm-hmm. And we have a national treasure, right. So I didn't know you could be that until you were dead. Right, okay.
Well, they bestowed it upon me while I was living, fortunately.
That's nice.
Enjoy it more that way.
I don't know if it sounds like something that the government bestows on you, but it was just the LA Weekly, right?
Yeah, and then he's moved to the Los Angeles Times, so he can kind of come on that out.
Is he here?
I love phone pictures.
No, I don't see him
I thought
him
you
here.
Said he was going
to
be
here. Yeah, he was supposed to be here, but he was in Long Beach.
Long Beach. Yeah, we know people in Long Beach.
No, the editor.
So, Bonobo Way, practice it. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make
turn
love,
mic,
not
please.
War.
Turn
Even if
mic.
Your life is Kafkaesque, you know? If you're on trial, just remember... People that are on trial are often very sexually attractive. I mean, unless they're really assholes, right? But anyway, Kafka said something like that. This is a vibrating monkey. Wow. That's really cool. How does he vibrate? You squeeze him?
He squeezes his hand right here.
Oh, you squeeze his hand and he... Right. Here, you like a vibrator? Aww. Yeah. Oh, he loves being between your titties, Vanessa. Yeah. Very nice. Okay.
Doing a good job making sure like she doesn't know what it is.
Okay. So we're trying to end the show, which we're doing right now. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight.
Yeah.
Even if that someone is you. I love you. We love you. Woohoo! Yeah. We love you. Point that toe.
Thank you,
Don't
everyone.
Squirt all over my bonobos. All right. And now we will have a group picture.
I'm Dr. Susan Roth, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.